Many adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities still live with aging parents with no clear plan for where they'll go when their caregivers can't support them. Advocates like Liz O'Neill from A-Team Delaware say the first state lacks essential data to fully understand the scope of the issue and plan for long-term housing solutions.
For the state of Delaware to understand the data of the numbers of people with IDD that are going to need services in the next 2 to 5 years, to be able to plan for them, to make sure that we have enough capacity both in the workforce and in the residential options to be able to care for them.
Advocates say with better information, Delaware could determine how much funding is needed for support services and explore expanded residential housing options. Well, Philly artist Fabiola Lara is showcasing her art in a new way: vending machines. Her mini print collections include Philly landmarks and neighborhoods and special holiday themes. They're spread across her 5 vending machines in the area. Lara says she's hopeful she can keep expanding and has ideas about what might come next.
I would absolutely love to have one in Reading Terminal Market. I actually have like the perfect machine for it. I have this like massive, really cool vintage machine that needs like a big location. So that's like my dream, is to get one into Reading Terminal Market and do like mini prints all about like Philadelphia food.
The artist says another goal is working with the Eagles one day. Well, clear skies, plenty of sunshine out there, downright warm, 66 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, Chester at 66 as well. Atlantic City, a little cooler there along the water, 57 degrees, and at Rehoboth Beach, 51. Looking ahead for the week in Philadelphia, partly cloudy skies tomorrow and slightly cooler temperatures. We're looking at a high of just about 60 tomorrow. Then we dip down into the 50s as we close out the work week, but back up to the 60s, possibly 70 on Sunday. Some windy conditions also look to be in the forecast for Sunday, but smooth sailing and very spring-like weather as we continue through the week.